أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن ربك يعلم أنك تقوم أدنى من ثلثي الليل ونصفه وثلثه وطائفة من الذين معك والله يقدر الليل والنهار علم أن لن تحصوه فتاب عليكم فاقرؤوا ما تيسر من القرآن صدق الله العظيم. At the beginning of the surah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala addressed our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to him, Ya ayyuhal muzzammil, qum al-layla illa qalila, nisfahu awin qus minhu qalila, awzid alayhi wa rattilil Qur'ana tartila. Our mother Siddiqa Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha used to say that was the compulsion of Tahajjud Salat, which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had compelled our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and also Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. That compulsion continued for a period of about 12 months. And then Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that, Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in these ayat, Inna Rabbaka ya'lamu annaka taqumu adana. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then abrogated that compulsion, and then tahajjud, there was no fixed time for it. In other words, there was no fixed portion of the night in which tahajjud should be fulfilled or performed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created ease for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. The issue is contentious insofar as our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam himself is concerned, whether tahajjud thereafter remained a compulsion upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam forever or not. Most of the ulama have stated that here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these verses, Allah rehum of standing for half the night or approximately half the night, and then thereafter the compulsion remained until five times salat was revealed at the time of the Mi'raj, was given to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam at the time of Mi'raj. Thereafter tahajjud became a nafil ibadah or a sunnah ibadah upon Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. However, there are those that state that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam was still compelled to perform it, but most of the ulama say it was not a compulsory ibadat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. However, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam remained steadfast on his tahajjud. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam continuously performed the tahajjud salat, like we find in the numerous ahadith that have been related by Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum with regards to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna rabbaka ya'lamu annaka taqumu adana min thuluthay al-layli wa nisfahu wa thuluthahu wa ta'ifatum min alladhina ma'ak. That certainly your Rabb, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, knows that certainly you stood close to two-thirds of the night, half the night, one-third of the night, wa ta'ifatum min alladhina ma'ak, and a group from amongst you also stood with you. In other words, not only you, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, performed this tahajjud salat, but together with you, the group referring to the group of Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, they were very vigilant, they were very diligent in so far as performing the tahajjud salat. Some of them would go to two-thirds of the night, half the night, some of them to one-third of the night. They would perform the tahajjud salat and they would make this ibadat for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter Allah says, Wallahu yuqaddiru al-layla wal-nahar. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who determines the night and the day. The length of the night or the shortness of the night, the length of the day or the shortness of the day, all of it has been determined by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And at the same time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says, Alima allan tuhsu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah knows, allan tuhsu, that you will not be able to keep up to it, you will not be able to fulfill it. And some of the ulama have stated this word tuhsu actually refers to counting it. Now this was one difficulty that Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum had. The difficulty of getting up wasn't difficult for Sahaba. The standing for Sahaba wasn't difficult for them. But what was difficult was for them now, if tahajjud was a fixed period of the night, in other words, the duration was fixed, half the night or two-thirds of the night, etc., then the difficulty was that there were no watchers in those days. Nights sometimes were long in the winter months, in the summer months they were short. So how would Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum determine half the night or two-thirds of the night, or for that matter one-third of the night? That was the difficulty that Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum were going through. Darkness was darkness. They would not really know how much of the night they had spent in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this was one of the reasons, and the next reasons will come in the ayat later, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala waived off the fixed time that Sahaba should spend in their tahajjud salat. And in this manner, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created ease for Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Fataba alaykum. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had forgiven you. In other words, now Allah had created ease for you. You do not have to stand up for half the night or two-thirds of the night, or particularly one-third of the night. فَقَرَأُوا مَا تَيَسَّرَ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ. Then recite what is easy for you insofar as the Qur'an Sharif is concerned, that you would stand up in tahajjud salat and you would make tilawat of the Qur'an. So whatever portion of the Qur'an is easy, there is no fixed portion that a person should read in the tahajjud salat. There is no fixed amount a person should read in the tahajjud salat. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created this ease for Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. Alima an sayakunu minkum marda. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also knows that from amongst you there will be those that will become ill. Wa akharuna yadribuna fil ard. And there will be others from amongst you that will go out in the earth, travel in the earth, yabtahuna min fadlillah, searching for the rizq and the sustenance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the fadl and the grace of Allah insofar as the sustenance is concerned. Wa akharuna yuqatiluna fi sabilillah. And there will be also those that will go out in jihad fi sabilillah for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So faqra'u ma tayassara min. So recite from whatever is easy of the Quran Sharif. In other words, when you are traveling, you go out in the path of Allah, you become ill. If Allah had continued to apportion a fixed time for tahajjud, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had compelled it and made it farz, then obviously it would have become difficult for even the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created ease. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq and understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.